Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala, once he went out to search for a halal sustenance, and he went to a city called Tarsus. And as he reached there, a person approached him and said to him that, do you want a job? And that's exactly what he was looking for. So he said yes. He said, I've got an opportunity. I own a fruit orchard, and you know, if you want, you could come and look after it. I need a farmer. And so he said, yes, you know, I'm ready. So he took that job, and he says that, you know, I worked with great dedication, hard work. I looked after his orchard. And later on, time passed. One day, the owner of the garden came, and he had some friends with him as well. And he said to the Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that can you go please bring some the best quality of grapes from the farm, and I want to present it to my guests. So listening to this, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went there, and what he did, instead of bringing the sweet ones, he bought loads of grapes, on different bunch of grapes, and he presented it to the owner. And the farmer, the owner, he took the first bite, and as a coincidence, the first grape that he had, instead of being sweet, it was bitter.
Allahu Akbar.
And he became angry, and he said to the farmer, you know, you've been working here for so long now, you still don't know the difference between a sweet and bitter grape.
Allah.
Now what do? You've been eating here, you always eat here all the time. Yeah, you know, that's what the owners will probably expect. This person probably eats here all the time, and he still hasn't learned the art of what is bitter, what is sweet. And on this, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said that, by Allah, I have not tasted even a single grape from this garden of
Allah.
on this, the extreme, you know, I mentioned here the strange, what that was, that they had a little conversation, and the owner said that he's talking to his friend, that this person, you know, he's so strange, he's so unique, that he's worked here for so long, has never touched a grape. It seems that this person, he has them qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In other words, the owner didn't know
that was the person.
And then they had a conversation, and then the Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham continued to carry on with his work. And this shows that these great people, you know, of Islam, these great beacons of light, they are a means of guidance for us. And you know, if their lifestyle is such that we should act upon them, you know, this is the message again, you know, earn halal.